Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 12, we were taught to be careful of a doctrine that exalts one group of God's people over another. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Many times, people pretend to place the New Testament saint above the Old Testament saint. Be careful of doctrine that exalts one group of God's people over another group of God's people in honor. We're not better than Jews because we are Gentiles and we live in this age. God's goal is to make us one in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and we need not to lose sight of that. Now, in that passage, he said, again, verse 14, both one. Verse 15, make one new man. Verse 16, both unto God in one body. Verse 18, both have access. Verse 19, fellow citizens with the saints. And then we read in Hebrews 11, verse 40. Now, understand, Hebrews chapter 11 looks back at all these Old Testament saints. Some have referred to this as the Hall of Faith. And after going through all these Old Testament saints, notice what it says in Hebrews 11:40. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. In other words, they without us don't have the resurrection, and we without them don't have the resurrection. We don't have the future. We don't have the special eternity. We are made one. One together in Christ Jesus. We're incomplete without each other. So the eye cannot say, because I'm not the ear, I'm not of the body. Neither can the ear say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15 through 18 is also interesting in this context. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Well, now he's talking about the Lord's Supper. And so in that talk, he says, for we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread, or that one body. And then he says, behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? Again, I want to quote Dr. Harry Ironside, the late Dr. Ironside, died back in 1950, early 1950, should I say. But I like what he has to say in this matter. Israel, after the flesh, are the earthly people. They have forfeited all title to blessing through disobedience. Still, God is determined to give them a place of special privilege on earth in order to carry out his word. So, he will renew a remnant of them by his Holy Spirit and his word, and will cleanse them from all filthiness and own them as his own once more. They will have their inheritance here upon the earth. But the church and the Old Testament saints will have theirs in heaven. Well, my friend, that's where they are now. This resurrection that's mentioned here is not a general resurrection. In John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, it says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Then in Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 6, I'll read verse 6 and 7, and then verses 11 through 15. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison." Then verse 11 says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, we've mentioned again the first and the second resurrection. The first resurrection is divided into four parts. Now, understand, first resurrection does not refer to number. Rather, it refers to the kind of resurrection. It is a resurrection of life. The second resurrection is a resurrection of damnation. So the first resurrection is in four parts. First, there's Jesus, the first fruits, according to 1 Corinthians. Then there's the resurrection of the Old and New Testament saints at the rapture. And then there's the resurrection of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 11 during the middle of the tribulation. And then finally, there's the resurrection of tribulation saints at the end of the tribulation. Now, I think it's important that we Christians keep it in mind. There are no prophecies to be fulfilled before the rapture is to take place. It could take place even before you finish listening to this broadcast. If this time seems lengthened out as to why Jesus Christ has not raptured us yet, it is because he is long-suffering. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 states that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My friend, if you're not sure you're saved today, don't you know that the reason you're still breathing and alive is that God wants you to be saved? Have you ever been in an accident where you could have been killed? Have you ever had a close brush with death? Maybe it was a near accident that if it had happened, you would have been dead for sure. Well, my friend, if there's something that should have gotten killed or you could have died and you didn't, then you're living on borrowed time. And perhaps God had a special reason for sparing you. Don't leave this life without receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Don't meet the King of Terrors, which is death, without knowing the King of Kings, which gives life in Jesus Christ. I hope that that matter will be settled for you even before this day is out. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Now this takes us into Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Now, again, some good men fundamental Bible-believing men, say, turning to righteousness and shine as a brightness, is talking about those who preach the word and witness during the tribulation period. They either teach or preach in that period. But now the context is looking at the resurrection. Therefore, we are now looking at rewards of those that were mentioned here in verse 2, many of those that sleep. And the earth shall awaken to everlasting life. Two kinds of rewards are given out individually. They that be wise, we're told. Now, isn't it interesting when we look at the Bible and it talks about wisdom? In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, he talks about here in our text about they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. It is a special blessing in heaven for wisdom. But what is the wisdom that God talks about? Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, then a growing Christian, someone who is growing in Christ Jesus, will grow in their hatred for evil, and they'll grow in their love for holiness and righteousness. In Job 28:28 says this, and unto the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil, even the appearance of it. Now, all of that is tied to wisdom. And if you want to shine as the brightness of the stars forever in heaven, one of the things that you need to do is be a wise person by separating from the world, separating from worldliness, sins of the flesh, and that which is likened thereto. But then he adds there in this verse, verse 3, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Now, we look at that as witnessing. Now, keep it in mind, people do have a free will. Did anybody reject Jesus Christ's words in the day that Christ ministered on earth? Oh, yes. Well, what about Paul? Well, yes, they even tried to stone him as well as Jesus. Noah's day? Oh, yes, he was mocked. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.